This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian opposition leader Alex Navalny's spokeswoman has confirmed the Russian opposition leader died at a remote Arctic penal colony and says he was murdered. Kira Yarmish said Saturday that an official note handed to Navalny's mother stated he died at 2:17 p.m. Friday, but it's unclear where his body is now. Another ally says prison officials told Navalny's mother when she arrived at the penal colony Saturday that her son had perished from, quote, sudden death syndrome. But Navalny's team says the late politician's body won't be returned to his family until official tests are done. VOA's Russian service correspondent Misha Komodovsky told VOA's Global Crisis Program Navalny remained a threat to Russian President Vladimir Putin even from prison.
Even while in prison, Navalny basically remained a significant figure of opposition to Putin's regime, with his supporters continuing to rally around his cause around the world. And his imprisonment did not eliminate his influence entirely, as his movement and ideas persisted.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky said Saturday his country's defense against Russian troops is being limited by a lack of missiles and artillery shells. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Zelensky made a fresh appeal for more weapons and ammunition.
Dear friends, unfortunately, keeping Ukraine in the artificial deficit of weapons, particularly in deficit of artillery and long-range capabilities, allows Putin to adapt to the current intensity of the war.
Zelensky's plea to the gathering of 180 leaders and defense chiefs at the security conference comes at a critical juncture with Ukraine's troops forced to withdraw from the frontline city of Avdiivka to avoid being encircled by Russian troops. This is VOA News.